today I went to the outdoor market. It's actually under three or four absolutely humongous pavilions here in town. And the locals from all around town come into those pavilions and set up their displays and sell their goods and services. There's literally no end to what they're selling. It's everything. Clothes, food. You can eat lunch there. You can buy some horchata, which is so delicious. It's made out of rice. Delicious, fresh, locally grown by the people. Produce, vegetables, and fruits of every kind. As soon as I walked in, I had been ministering to a few people, and right when I walked under the first pavilion, or just about to walk under it, a man named Francisco and his lovely wife Brenda and I began to talk. I gave them a track and ministered the word to them, and pretty instantly Francisco let me know he is a born-again believer. They're a part of a local church here in this town, and well, we had a great fellowship. Francisco is been crying out to the Lord to be used of God. He studies the Bible not only on his own fervently, but also he's taken some course or the other on theology. He's definitely studying the Bible, God's Word. He's a Reina Valera brother, him and his wife, which is the equivalent to the King James Bible. And so we had a great fellowship. He took a bunch of the Jesus tracts. He also gave me some of the tracts he passes out and told me that he's got a bunch of Bibles, Spanish Bibles, that he needs help distributing. And so this was nothing but a divine connection and home run, if you will. And before we left, he asked us if we could pray together, and he led us in a lengthy prayer to the Lord. And he said, this is exactly what I've been looking for and praying for. So no telling how many months or years he's been yearning to be active in the ministry and be involved with others who are. And so him and I and Brother Juan, who is an established saint of Christ, who we're now supplying with Jesus tracts and other things that we're doing to edify and help this brother. And so this Saturday, we're going to meet Brother Juan and I and Brother Francisco, and Brother Francisco is going to bring a bunch of Bibles. From the pictures, it looks like he has several full-blown black leather-bound Bibles, and also just the book of Romans in a bound edition, just the book of John, etc., in the Reina Valera. And he's also got tracts and other things. He sent me several pictures today, and I sent them to Brother Juan, and so Juan is excited to meet this brother. And so if we're doing nothing else, saints, we are doing a lot more than that by the grace of God. If we're doing nothing else but connecting, ministering disciples of Jesus to work together as the body of Christ, then that is such a huge impact on the kingdom of God and for the glory of God on the lost nation of this beautiful nation of Mexico, where the people are so very hungry to hear about Jesus. And I don't know if I've ever mentioned it, but let me say it now so I don't forget again. But here's the thing, the people of Mexico have little heard or not heard the gospel at all. And that's very, very obvious when you begin to minister here by giving people a Jesus track and speaking the word to them. And about 80% will stop and say, thank you very much. They're actually authentically grateful that you're caring enough for them to speak the word to them, to speak Jesus to them. And so exciting things are going on, saints. Thank you for your prayers. There's no way any of this stuff, especially the stuff happening lately with the connection, the miraculous connection with Brother Juan and I, and then Sister Maria, and also Maria LaLuz. They're passing out hundreds of tracts a day and ministering to hundreds per day. And also now our brother in Christ, Francisco, who is established in the faith and growing more every day, who we now connected with. He's also a part of the WhatsApp Spanish group, where people that are Spanish speaking that are either saved or wanting to be saved are there, and they're able to minister to one another. So great things happening, saints. Again, thank you for your support and your prayers. It's definitely needed. We're in need already of collecting the $600 we need to print another 10,000 tracks. We've only had the 10,000 we got printed. What do we have them printed, a month ago or less? And so maybe we can go to 20,000 if we get more like $800 in. And that's going to have to be special offerings because the ministry is running on fumes as it is. And thank God for the five or so people that are monthly supporting this outreach for the glory of God. Jesus Christ is coming, saints. Ready or not, and we have the blessed gospel. Our hand is upon the work of Christ's gospel. And we say with Jesus, I must be about my Father's business. Luke 2:49. So thank you for praying and providing and supplying, saints. That's the fuel that this ministry runs on. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, Scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all Scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.